This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it'll be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half. They are moving left to right for the next two quarters. Cersei is out on the floor. Mountain Home still getting their last second instructions from head coach Del Aaron. Now they come out on the court. It will be Peyton Husky treating the inbound pass on the far sideline. I think we are about ready to get back underway. Mountain Home leading 33-11 to start this second quarter. And I think we're just about ready. And here we go. Official hands the ball to Husky over there on the far sideline. She gets into Martin, and we're back underway. Martin with it up at the top. Drills to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Penn, goes over to the right side of the lane, going up for the layup, no good. Foreman there for the offense. The rebound puts it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 9 points, 35-11. Mounts Home starting off right where they left off. Here's Broadway with it up top for the Lady Lions. Gives it to Lashley. I'm sorry, yeah, in the lane. She's going to be called for the travel. Eagle. Seventh turnover against the Lady Lions. We are 26 seconds into the second half. Mounts Home with the ball up by 24. Here's Martin into the front court. Now gives it to Husky. Now up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. Down to try to give down to Penn. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Broadway. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Broadway back the other way. Going up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass and in. Alexis Broadway with 6 points. 6 points. 35-13 Mountain Home leading it. 7:05 left of the third quarter. Here's Yates with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Martin. Martin will set up the offense. Now gives it to Penn there at the top. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky takes a screen from Penn, goes down into the lane, loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will turn it back over with 6:46 left in the third quarter. 35-13, Lady Bombers leading it. Inbound pass goes to Broadway. She'll walk it across the timeline. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Branch on the left wing. She's going down into paint. Kicks out to Odin in the right corner. Her jumper rolls around. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it to Penn just outside the paint. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Cersei. And it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the far sideline with 6:21 left of the third quarter. 22-point advantage for the Lady Bombers. Husky will inbound it there on the far sideline. Gets in to Penn on the left wing. Now throws up top to Martin, who will set up the offense. Cersei in a man-to-man. Martin takes a screen from Penn, goes to the right wing, throws it to Penn at the free throw line. Back to Martin. Martin's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now in double figures with 11 points. One of two players in a double figures from Mountain Home. Here is Branch into the front court for Cersei. She'll give it to Broadway, who'll set the offense. Over to Davis on the left wing. Up top to Branch. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kyra Penn. She gets it to Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Martin quickly into the front court, finding Foreman in the lane. Her jumper blocked. Yates there to try to go back up with it, but she's going to be fouled before the shot. And Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline with 5:34 left of the third quarter. Taylor Branch picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half, in the second half, excuse me, against the Lady Lions. Branch is going to come out of the game as she is replaced by Nalia Hadley. Yates will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Martin on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points, with her first field goal of the night. She actually has 4 points now. She had a free throw earlier. Here is Broadway into the front court, throwing it to Davis on the right side. She's going down for the layup. No good. Martin gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Martin quickly into the front court. throws it to Penn at the free throw line. Her jumper is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Odin, and back comes Searcy. Here is Lashley, has the ball knocked away from her from behind. She goes down to the right corner and gets the ball back, but puts her foot on the end line, and Searcy will turn it back over. Davis checks out as she's replaced by Cammie Province for Searcy. Full over 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Sonoma leading 40-13. It's a 27-point advantage for Mount Sonoma. Remember, if it's at any point the margin is at least 30 in the fourth quarter, the mercy rule goes into effect. Here's Foreman with taking an in pass from Martin. Martin goes into the lane for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman now with 13 points. 42-13, Mount Sonoma leading. Back the other way, Broadway's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound, knocked around. Finally controlled by Foreman. She will go down into the lane, gives it to Martin for the layup off the glass and in. Emma Martin with 6 points. Mount Sonoma up 44-13 now with 4:20 left of the third quarter. Here is Hadley into the front court. She'll throw it up top to Broadway, who'll set the offense. Over to Province on the right side. She gives it up top to Lashley. Back over to Hadley. Now Broadway has it. Down in the left corner it goes to Province. Back up top to Broadway. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Alexis Broadway with 9 points. 44-16, Mount Sonoma leading it. 3:50 left of the third quarter. Martin will set the offense for the Lady Bombers. Martin's going down into lane, looking to go up for the layup. She's going to be fouled from behind. She was tripped up. I don't know if they're going to call that on the floor or on the shot. That foul is on Ileana Odin, her second personal foul, team foul number two against Searcy. They are going to call it a shooting foul, so Emma Martin will be at the free throw line for a pair. She right now has she is one of two from the free throw line with 6 points. First free throw for Martin is up and good. Kate Gilbert, Emily Payne, and Leah Jackson all checking in from Mount Sonoma, replacing Peyton Husky, Aston Yates, and Anna Grace Foreman. Taylor Branch checking back in for Searcy, replacing Ileana Odin. Second free throw for Martin is good. She gets both. She now has 8 points. 46-16, Mount Sonoma up by 30. Over 3.5 minutes left. Here's Broadway back the other way, giving it to Branch. Branch has it on the left wing, gives it to Province in the corner. Up top to Broadway. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one is good as well. Alexis Broadway in double figures with 12 points. 46-19, Mount Sonoma leading it. 3:20 left of the third quarter. Here is Martin going back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draws another foul, and she'll head right back to the charity stripe with 3:17 left of the third quarter. Nelia Hadley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Lions here in the second half. So another two-shot opportunity for Emma Martin. 3 of 4 from the charity stripe on the night so far with 8 points. First shot is up, rolls around and goes in. One more free throw coming for Emma Martin. Martin's second shot is up. In and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Branch. Back comes Searcy. 47-19, Mount Sonoma leading it. Broadway into the front court for the Lady Lions. Over to Branch on the right side. Lower 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Branch takes screen, gives up top to Hadley. Now Hadley has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Emma Martin. Almost Val has the ball knocked away from her, but Gilbert is able to secure it for Mount Sonoma. Ninth turnover against the Lady Bombers. The ball goes down into the front court. It's knocked away by Searcy. Mount Sonoma inbound it with 2:51 left of the third quarter. Looked like a little contact there, but I was kind of surprised that there was no foul called. Emily Payne will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Bombers. Gets into Jackson in the corner. She drills up to the wing, goes back, gives it to Payne. Her pass up top was stolen by Lashley, and back comes Searcy. Here's Hadley with it on the right side. Up top to Branch. Gives it to Lashley in the corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offense rebound for Broadway. She puts it back up and in. Alexis Broadway with 14 points, and now Mount Sonoma's going to take a timeout. We'll break. 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Sonoma leads Searcy 47-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Just looking at my scorebook, all 10 of Searcy's third quarter points have been scored by Alexis Broadway. A couple of threes and a couple other shots as well, including that layup there just right before the timeout. It's Mountain Home leading 47-21 with 2:27 left out of the third quarter. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline, gets into Martin. We're back underway. Martin drills between the circles. Tries to throw it to Payne. She couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Searcy will get it back on the near sideline with 2:16 left of the third quarter. 26-point advantage for Mountain Home. Broadway back into the front court for the Lady Lions. Throws over to Hadley on the left wing. She's going to drill to the elbow. Kicks out to Lashley. Down to Province in the right corner. Finds Lashley going into the lane for the layup. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Emma Martin. She throws it into the front court to Jackson. Jackson's going back the other way for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. She tries to go back up with it. And she's going to be fouled. A two-shot opportunity coming up for Kate Gilbert. Nalia Hadley picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Lions. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 11 points. 1:54 left to play in this third quarter. First free throw for Gilbert is up and in. One more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 13 points. Eliana Odin checking back in, replacing Cammy Province. 49-21, Mountain Home leading it. Broadway will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Lions. Throws over to Hadley on the right side. She'll take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And offense rebound comes to Odin. She puts it back up. It rolls around and goes in. Eliana Odin now with 7 points. 49-23, Mountain Home leading it. Lower men, a half left of the third quarter. Martin throws it over the left wing to Gilbert. Down the corner goes to Jackson. Jackson's going down into the lane for a layup, and it goes in. Leah Jackson with her first 2 points of the night. 51-23, Mountain Home on top. 1:15 left of the third quarter. Here's Broadway throwing it to Odin. Down to Lashley in the corner. Now to Broadway on the wing. Up top to Branch. Over to Lashley. Down to Broadway on the low block. She's going to be fouled from behind. A reach and foul on Kate Gilbert. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 1:03 left to play in the third quarter. Searcy will inbound it, trailing by 28. Lashley looking to inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Branch at the free throw line. She's going to go down into lane for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Lashley on the wing. Back to Branch in the corner. Now she's going to dribble out to the wing. Throws across court to Odin. Up top to Broadway. 50 seconds left of the third quarter. Broadway's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kyra Penn. And back on the Lady Bombers. Penn will give it to Martin, who will walk it into the front court. I think Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the quarter. 30 seconds left. Emma Martin still dribbling up near the half-court stripe. Now she drills to the right side. Gives it there to Jackson on the wing. Now Jackson dribbles up to the top. Over to Payne on the left side. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Looked like Gilbert had the offensive rebound for a moment. It was knocked out of her hands. They're going to say it was last touch by Gilbert. And Mountain Home will inbound it. Searcy will inbound it with 9.2 seconds left of the third quarter. Whitney Davis checking back in, replacing Taylor Branch. 28-point lead for Mountain Home. Here is Broadway into the front court. Throws over to Odin on the right side. Up top to Hadley. 3 seconds. Now gives it to Broadway. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot off. And they finally do. And will hit the backboard. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three quarters. Mountain Home leading Searcy 51-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
24-7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.